Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. This is your host, Kanishka Sarkar, bringing you top developments from around the world ahead of today's trading session. Ratan Tata, the former chairman of the diversified Tata Group and a towering figure in Indian business, passed away at the age of 86 last night. He'd taken over the reins of the Tata Group in 1991, coinciding with the period of economic liberalization in India. Over his two-decade-long leadership, he oversaw the diversification and expansion of the group into sectors such as IT, steel, automobiles, and hospitality. Beyond his business acumen, Ratan Tata was known for his philanthropic vision. Through the Tata Trust, which control a majority of Tata Group shares, he contributed significantly to healthcare, education, and rural development. He was honored with the Padma Bhushan in 2000 and the Padma Vibhushan in 2004 for his contributions to the Indian industry. He has left behind a profound legacy of business leadership, global expansion, and a deep commitment to societal betterment. Alongside business leaders, Prime Minister Narendra Modi also condoled his demise. He said that Ratan Tata was a visionary business leader, a compassionate soul, and an extraordinary human being. He provided stable leadership to one of India's oldest and most prestigious business houses. At the same time, his contribution went far beyond the boardroom. He endeared himself to several people thanks to his humility, kindness, and unwavering commitment to making our society better. The state of Maharashtra has announced one day of state mourning. Now, going back to markets, the Nifty needed to follow up buying post Tuesday's rebound to confirm that a bottom has indeed been made for now. However, there was not to be. For a better part of Wednesday's trading session, the Nifty continued to move higher, carrying on from where it left off on Tuesday. But a swift reversal in the second half not only took the Nifty down from the day's high, but also ended the session on a negative note. Reliance Industries and HDFC Bank have been leading the recent sell-off on the index as well. Adding to their underperformance was a sell-off in the index FMCG names. ITC, Nestle India, Britannia, most of these names saw selling pressure over worries of them reporting weak results. Now, Thursday will be a very important trading session for the markets. Nifty will have its weekly options expiry. Earnings season begins with TCS reporting results. The US will report its CPI figures for the month of September. And other broader market names like Tata Elxsi and iRata will also be reporting results. For now, 25,000 remains the key level on the upside for the Nifty. And in case of a downside open on Thursday, 24,750, which is the low of September 9, and the recent swing low of 24,693 become the important levels for the Nifty to defend. Stocks to watch out today include Adani Enterprises, as the firm has launched a QIP to raise funds. Vedanta meeting to consider fourth interim dividend was cancelled for the second day in a row. No new date has been shared yet. Infosys has partnered with Microsoft to accelerate customer adoption of Microsoft Cloud and generative AI. Patanjali Foods will be in focus as CCI has approved acquisition of home and personal care business. Britannia has deepened its partnership with BEL Group for local cheese manufacturing in India. JM Financial will be tracked as CCI has approved tranche 1 acquisition of 42.9% stake in JM Financial Credit Solutions for 1,282 crore rupees. Meanwhile, PNC Infratech has emerged as the lowest bidder for an EPC project worth 2,091 crore rupees. Rain Industries' arm Rain Carbon Inc. has signed an agreement with Northern Graphite to jointly develop natural graphite battery anode material. GR Infra has got a letter of award of 900 crore rupees project from Maharashtra Metro Rail Corporation. Star Health Insurance is in focus as well because a policyholder data has allegedly been leaked by anonymous hackers who claim the data of over 3 crore customers has been leaked. Hackers claim that Star Health CISO Amarjeet Kanuja sold the data to them. However, Star Health says that they were victims of a targeted malicious cyber attack. Lastly, Zee Entertainment will be tracked today as Independent Investigation Committee submitted its report to the board, finding no material irregularities. It noted that transactions under investigation did not adversely affect the company or shareholders, and the committee did not find any need for corrective or disciplinary measures. Now, looking at global cues, Asian equities rose Thursday after their US peers set fresh high ahead of inflation data that may define Federal Reserve policy easing in the coming months. Shares in Japan, South Korea, Australia, and China all advanced. Gains for Hong Kong and mainland China equities followed the release of details for a People's Bank of China liquidity tool institutional investors can use to purchase stocks, a measure initially unveiled last month. Back in the US, the S&P 500 rose 0.7% to a record high, its 44th of the year, with tech shares again propelling the gains. Apple Inc. climbed 1.7%, Nvidia halted a five-day rally while Tesla edged lower ahead of the robotaxi launch. Alphabet fell 1.5% on the news. The US is weighing a Google breakup in a historic big tech antitrust case. US consumer price data is to be released later today. It is expected to show inflation further moderating, supporting the Fed's anticipating easing in the coming months. Despite this, the market pricing indicates the likelihood of another 50 basis point rate cut is all but off the table following last week's jobs report. Markets barely budged on Wednesday after minutes of the latest Fed gathering, which showed Jerome Powell received some pushback on half a point rate cut in September as some officials preferred a smaller reduction. In commodities, oil prices rose in early Asian trade on concerns about potential supply disruptions in the Middle East, with Israel planning to strike oil producer Iran, and on spikes in fuel demand as a major storm barreled into Florida. Brent crude futures were close to $77 a barrel. Lastly, GIFT Nifty was trading with a premium of more than 100 points from Nifty futures Wednesday close, indicating a gap-up start for the Indian market. Well, that's about it for now. Stay tuned to CNBC TV18 for more news and cues. This is Kanishka Sarkar signing off. Have a good trading session.